You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about limiting beliefs. And we are going to really dive into the cycle of limiting beliefs and getting out of the cycle of limiting beliefs and just the whole thing in general. And I feel like this is one of like the first steps to really having like ultimate confidence, because I really think that a lot of girls struggle with the story that they tell themselves. And that's essentially what your limiting beliefs are. And you might not see it that way. You might not even think of yourself as being negative. You might think of yourself as being quote unquote realistic. And you're just like, you know, it's just the truth. These are just the cards that I've been dealt. This is just what my life has always like looked like. And you know, like, this is just my situation, you know, kind of like nothing I could do about it. But there is something that you could do about it. And we're going to talk about that. Because I think that we get in our own way. We get stuck in these cycles of, like I said, the stories that we tell ourselves. And the truth of the matter is, these stories are often untrue. They are fiction. They are made up. We make them up about ourselves because we are our own biggest critics, and we are really harsh about ourselves and where we think we should be and what we think that, you know, we're worthy of and whatever the case might be. So with that being said, we're going to dive right in. I'm going to put a picture on the screen because I really want you girls to visualize the limiting belief cycle, because it is a loop, okay? Like, it's literally a circle. Hence, it's a cycle. It's an ongoing cycle. And the very good news is that you're in control of your cycle. However, you might just really be living subconsciously right now. And so that's why your cycle is not changing. And that's why you keep finding yourself like, you know, doing the same things over and over. And one of the biggest messages that I want to make clear in this episode, and that I really just always want to get across whenever I'm giving advice and diving into, you know, changing this and that, is that you have to live really mindfully. You have to get, you know, ahead of the game. You have to start saying, I'm aware of this. I'm changing this. I'm calling myself out on, you know, my own bullshit when it comes to this. Like, I'm not going to keep living my life subconsciously. I'm not going to keep living life in autopilot mode, you know, and just cruising on by and not doing anything about it. It's imperative. It is super, super, super important that we live life mindfully and consciously and awake and aware and in control, because that's the only way that you can make the changes that you need to make. So like I said, limiting beliefs, the loop, the cycle, okay? So let's go over this cycle overview. Like I said, there's going to be a picture on the screen. The first thing at the very top is where you are. Now, this is the starting point of your current reality. So that you're always going to start from there. Where you are is at the top. Okay, the next thing, the second point, is your belief process, okay? So where you are then triggers your belief process. And the belief process is simply what you believe. It's your internal dialogue. It is the belief system that you've developed. It's your mindset. It's how you think, you know, it's everything. And then from there, at the very bottom of the cycle, next is the action that you take. So this is what you do or don't do based on your beliefs, okay? And then obviously, like I said, we can go back up. The beliefs are based on where you are. So it's like these things are trickling, right? So point one, where you are. Point two, your belief process. Point three, the action that you do or do not take based on that. And then the last part, number four, the last part of the cycle, that's the results that you get. So the results that you get are the outcome from, like I said, the action that you do or don't take. And now that the results, that outcome reinforces your belief, which brings you back to the top. So that's why it's not a straight line of just like point A, point B, point C, point D, and it ends. it is a circle because it continues. So now the results that you get as a result, you know, as the outcome to the action that you did or did not take, reinforces your original belief, which is where you are right now, and then the cycle continues. So we could go through it a little bit more thoroughly. So where you are, where that's the foundation, okay? Like that's the nucleus. Like that everything has to change from here, okay? And it could be anything. It could be your career. It could be your relationships. It could be your health. It could be your friendships, your environment, your living situation. It can be literal. Like I don't only want you guys to hear it literally, like physically, here I am. So like if I want to change my situation, I need to move. That might be the case. It might be your environment. It might be your surroundings. It might be where you're living, but that's not, it doesn't have to be a literal physical thing. It could be figuratively, just like anywhere that you feel stuck, anywhere that you feel frustrated, that's where you are, okay? In career, in life, in relationships, friendships, health, environment, whatever. And where you are is for a reason, because you're not there by accident. You didn't just end up here. You're here because of decisions that you've made that got you here and because of a pattern that has repeatedly occurred beneath the surface. So that's when I talk about like the importance of living mindfully versus living on autopilot mode, because those repeated cycles beneath the surface, there are things that we don't necessarily like always see. It sometimes is internal. It sometimes is what's going on in our head and in our minds. And so as we're dealing with them, then we are repeating these cycles and then it translates through our actions or lack thereof. So where you are is because that's where you put yourself. That's where you got yourself based on choices that you've made and moves that you've made and so on and so forth. So now let's imagine that where you are is not where you want to be. And let's imagine that you've been stuck there for a while and nothing has changed. It could be the toxic relationship. It could be the shitty work environment. It could be, you know, the friendships that are no longer serving you. And it could also be just like your overall life. Like I'm not happy. I'm not successful. I don't like where I'm living. I don't enjoy, like, you know, it could just be anything in general. So we're imagining this, where I am right now is not where I want to be. It's not what I want for myself and nothing has changed. It's just nothing changes if nothing changes and I just keep living like this. So here's what happens. Here's what comes of it. The belief system, right? The belief now becomes I'm not good enough. And because of the belief, I'm not good enough, there's a lack of action that takes place. Now you start avoiding opportunities because you don't think it's worth it. I'm not good enough for this, so I'm not even going to bother, right? So now you avoid opportunities. And as a result of that, there's missed chances. You watch that thing that you wanted float right past you, go right by you. Missed opportunities, missed chances because you just avoided it altogether. You didn't bother. And then because of that, it reinforces the belief that you originally had. And you tell yourself, I knew it wouldn't work out. It's a good thing that I didn't even bother because I knew I wasn't going to have it. I knew I wasn't good enough for it. I knew. It's almost as if you've now convinced yourself that like I could have had it if it just fell in my lap. Because I didn't take any action. I didn't do anything to get it. But I could have gotten it. How? How would you get something that you didn't work for? How would you get something that you didn't believe in? How would you get something that you didn't even try for? You wouldn't. So it's like you convince yourself, I would have had this if it fell in my lap. And that's how you now say, see, like, I knew it wasn't going to work out. In turn, you're telling yourself, like, you were right. You're telling yourself your limiting beliefs were right. The belief of not being good enough was true because it's like, I knew it. I knew it wasn't going to work out and it didn't. So I was right. Maybe your belief is people like me don't succeed. People like me don't get that. We don't get those opportunities. I got to look like her. I got to be where she's from. I got to act like her. I got to have what she has in order to see success. So as a result of that belief, the action or lack thereof, the action is self-sabotage and procrastination. You just put things off. You tell yourself you're going to do it, then you don't. You don't commit to anything that you say you're going to do, which then results in poor performance because you may have told someone, yeah, yeah, I'll do this with you, and then you don't. So then you prove to be unreliable. You prove to, you know, not have a great work ethic. You are a procrastinator, maybe a little bit lazy. And so, you know, now that's the result, the poor performance. Someone else gets what you want. Someone leaves you behind. Maybe you had a partner and they go on ahead without you and you get, you know, left in the dust. Maybe someone, you know, achieved something that you didn't get to achieve, even though you felt like you wanted it more than they did. And now, because of that result, your belief is proven right. I was doing air quotes with my fingers. So because of that, your belief is proven right. That's what you've convinced yourself. See, I knew I couldn't do it. I knew it wasn't going to happen for me. I knew it only would happen for people like that. I know that I'm not lucky enough. That's the worst, is when people convince themselves that they're not lucky. Other people are so lucky. It's like, no, they're actually not lucky at all. They earned it. They worked for it. They did what had to be done to get it. You didn't. You convinced yourself that it wouldn't work out for you. So you self-sabotaged. You procrastinated while the other person went for it. They got it. And that's the way the cookie crumbles, sweetheart. I hate to break it to you. And it's important to know that, like, these beliefs, they trigger everything. They determine what comes next. Your mindset will always get ahead of you before your actions do, before anything else does, because your mindset determines what comes next. These beliefs are strong. They're like vital. They're important to get in check because they're not just passing thoughts. They're not just little things that come in and out. They become you. They consume you. They become everything around you. They become your behaviors, your words, the things that you say, the things that you do. They become what you pay attention to. You know, when it's like, they say something like, you know, you may never notice a red car, but if you go out looking for red cars, like, you're going to find a red car, something like that. Like, yeah, I may pass, you know, a red convertible all the time and never notice it, but the day I go outside and say, all right, I'm going to look for a red convertible, and you're looking for the red convertible, like, you're going to find it. That's this, what you believe. Like, oh, it's not going to work out for me. So what you're going to see is it not working out for you. That's just the end of it. They are not subconscious little things that, like, you don't even pay attention to. They consume you and they control you. And these beliefs influence your actions. Like I was just saying, like, if you believe that you're not good enough, what are you going to do? You're not even going to try. Or maybe I'll try half-heartedly. I'll dip a toe in. You'll procrastinate. You'll self-sabotage. And that action, or inaction rather, creates your reality. So as a result, you don't get what you want. Maybe you don't get the job. Maybe you don't launch the business. Maybe the relationship never gets better. Maybe the friendships remain exactly the same, even though a lot needs to change, nothing changes. And the cycle starts all over again. The cycle just keeps continuing. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It is the definition of self-sabotage. You're doing it to yourself. You're somehow striking out of the game without even playing it. You're not even playing the game and you're out. How is that possible? You count yourself out. That's how it's possible. You refuse to bet on yourself. You refuse to trust yourself. You have no trust in yourself. You lack confidence in yourself. You're so insecure without even realizing how insecure you are. I feel like people hear insecure and they think that it means just like, oh, I think I'm ugly. Like, that's not the case. Like, that lack of confidence in, you know, the decision making and in the action taking and in making the changes, that is quite literally what insecurity is. It's rooted in insecurity. And the most insecure part of it all is that you don't believe in your own power. That's the roughest part. Because here's the thing. You are so much more powerful than you think. You are so powerful that you're making shit happen right now. You're speaking your beliefs into existence right now. But the problem is, your beliefs are negative. That's the problem.
If you've been sitting on a business idea, Shopify makes it so easy to make it happen. Everything you need to start selling is included and ready from day one, including the moment your first customer is ready to pay. Shopify checkout not only helps them finish their purchase, but when they come back, their details are already saved, making it easier and easier for returning customers. One tap and they're done. It brings so much peace of mind knowing the whole getting paid part is already figured out for you and is nothing to stress over. And because Shopify handles the setup and checkout for you, you have more time to focus on growing your business and the tools to do it. And that's exactly why Shopify is the powerhouse behind millions of businesses worldwide, from household names like Skims and Rode to small businesses just getting started, just like yours. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. So start your free trial at shopify.com/forthegirls. Start your free trial at shopify.com/forthegirls. If you're obsessed with romanticy like I am and searching for a book series that combines monster romance, epic fantasy, and a love story that hurts in the best possible way, you need to pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole. This is the second book in the best-selling Gods and Monsters series, following Diana, a powerful shapeshifter bent on revenge, and Sam Keel, the immortal god king who was once her enemy. This series just totally does it for me because of its emotional depth. I love damaged hero energy, which is exactly what you get with Sam Keel, who's powerful enough to shake worlds, but still refuses to give up on the woman he loves. If you love slow burns, enemies to lovers, forced proximity, incredible banter, high stakes fantasy, and morally gray characters, you'll want this on your TBR immediately. So pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold in print and in ebook.
I think people believe it's only the positive things that they speak into existence, but it's not. It's the negative things too. It's whatever is on your mind, whatever's going on up there, you're creating them. So yes, even your negative beliefs, you are creating your reality around right now. You're speaking them into existence right now. You are making them happen. You're bringing them to life. So if you are powerful enough to speak your negative beliefs into existence, what does that tell you? Wouldn't that mean that you're powerful enough to also speak your positive beliefs into existence? Yes. Yes. The problem is simply that you don't believe in your power. So you don't realize that you are powerful enough to speak your positivity and your positive beliefs into existence because you don't realize that you're already doing it right now with your negative ones. So if you can make your negativity become a reality, yeah, you can make your positivity become a reality. You just have to start. You are powerful enough to break the cycle. If you are powerful enough to create this current reality, a reality that you are not happy with, then you are powerful enough to create a new reality, a reality that you are in love with, a reality that you are happy with. However, it is not that simple. It's not as simple as just wanting it. Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah, I want to have the nice things, and I want to have the healthy relationship, and I want to have the great friendships, and I want to have, you know, the great wardrobe and the great job, and I want to have the business. It's not as simple as just daydreaming about it. It's up to how bad you actually do want it. Your desire must be stronger than your limiting beliefs. Must be. You must want it so much more then you are willing to constantly shut down and, you know, sit and sulk in your living beliefs. How bad do you want to own your power? Is it bad enough for you to actually do the work and to actually overcome your self-doubt? It has to be. You don't have a choice. So let's take all of this now And let's recognize it. Ooh, let's recognize it in your own life. So let's think about a goal that you've had for a while, whatever it is, anything. It could literally be, like I said, getting out of a toxic relationship, getting into a healthy one. What, it doesn't matter, whatever it is, okay? Think about a goal and ask yourself these three questions honestly. One, what do I believe about my ability to have this goal, this thing, whatever it is, okay? The job, what do I believe about my ability to obtain it? Two, what actions have I taken because of that belief? So if your belief is that you don't think, you know, it's possible, what actions have you taken? The answer is probably none. If you believe that it is possible, okay, again, what actions have you taken? How bad do you actually want it? The third question, what results have I gotten? Any? Are your results just a matter of nothing changing? Are your results a matter of getting everything you've ever wanted? Think about it. Why are you even listening to this episode? What brings you here? What results have I gotten from the actions that I've taken? And what actions have I taken because of my belief about this, the ability to have this thing? It's very eye-opening and it's very humbling. But most importantly, it's not your fault. Cycles are really hard to get out of. It's so, so, so common to get stuck in them. We've all been there. I've been there. But here is the good news. I've broken my cycles. The cycle can be broken. People break them every day. So let's break it. Let's break the cycle. We're going to get into 5 steps on breaking the cycle. And step 1 is building awareness. You might say, okay, I'm aware. But no, I mean, identify that belief to your core. It sounds so simple, but it's harder than you realize because most people have a tendency to lack self-awareness. People tend to lack awareness when it comes to their flaws, their toxic traits, their toxic tendencies. People tend to think things just happen to them. They constantly think that they're a victim, getting the shit end of the stick. And, you know, negativity just happens to me. I'm not calling in this negative energy. I'm not attracting this negative energy. It just happens to me. No, that's not the case. So let's stop being delusional and let's raise our awareness around the beliefs, okay? Let's really identify them. Step 2 is challenging yourself. Take that negative belief and ask yourself, is this absolutely true? Challenge your negative thoughts. Prove it. Prove your negative thoughts. Prove this belief to be true. You can't, because it's not true. Just because you think it doesn't make it true. It just happens to be happening to you because you think it. But that does not make it a true belief. So right there, when you know you challenge yourself, when you question, is this true? When you try to prove it and you can't prove it, right there, you prove yourself wrong. It's not true. Why do I keep letting this false narrative consume me? It is not true. Challenge it and prove it. And try to prove the opposite. Like, if your negative belief is, I can't do this thing, first things first, you already can't prove that you can't do it, right? So you already know it's not true. But let's do the opposite. Let's prove that you can. Why not? Why not just go for it? Let's prove that you can do and achieve whatever that said thing is. Prove it and you will see. I've been lying to myself all this time. Step 3, replace the belief. Choose a more empowering belief. And I know, because I keep saying like, oh, you might think it's silly. You might think it's simple. Again, you might think this is silly. Okay, yeah, I'm going to just choose a powerful, positive, empowering belief and all of a sudden it'll come true. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, this is already your first mistake. The fact that you're already thinking like that. You're already tapping into your negative mindset right there. As soon as you think, oh, that's silly. Oh, yeah, let me just choose an empowering, positive belief and it's just going to poof, magically happen. I mean, you're not helping yourself, right? Like, you are already leaning so far into your negative mindset that that's why it's not possible. Yes, you can choose a positive belief and make it come true. That's the point. That's why you need to own your power. Because if you've been able to lean into your power negatively, you can lean into it positively. So do it. Pick a new belief and lean in and watch what happens. And step four is to act accordingly. Act differently. Start taking small action steps that are aligned with the new belief. This is so important because even the smallest of action steps daily will create the biggest of changes. Think of action steps like building blocks. You know, like you're not going to get the results immediately in an instant. Say you got a box of building blocks and you want to build something. You're not just taking the box and poof, it's like this big tower. No, you're not getting these results in an instant. You have to build it up. You have to build it. You have to put the blocks on top of each other to get there. That's the point. Those small beliefs pile up. They build up on top of each other and they do create big, big, big change, little by little. And step five, pay attention, track the new results, and create a new cycle. Because you have to reinforce that new belief through evidence, through data, through proof. Proof is very important. Having the tangible evidence is very important. And when you have this new evidence and you can actually pay attention and track it and create a new cycle, what happens is it creates a completely different top of the loop. It'll completely change the loop starting from the beginning. So you know how I said like the very first part is the foundation where you are? New results, well, yeah, if you're going in the circle, wherever it is, the new results leads to where you are. So as you're receiving the results, you're getting put into a new position. So you'll be put into a new position up at the top. So where you were is no longer where you are. You are somewhere new now. Your beliefs are new now. Your actions are new now. Your results are new now. And let that cycle continue and continue and continue on to bigger and better and bigger and better. And just keep following the evidence. And that's that. You need to know that you are not your limiting beliefs. You learned your limiting beliefs. They are not you. They were learned. And they can be unlearned. And that's my goal. I hope that I'm helping you unlearn them right now. So you need to know that you have an identity and your limiting beliefs are a separate thing. They are not your identity. They are something that you learned and made a part of your identity. However, they can be removed and they can be unlearned. So remember this every day. You can break the cycle. The cycle of self-sabotage, limiting beliefs, self-fulfilling prophecies, all of the above, ends when you decide it's over. When you decide, I'm going to have a new beginning up at the top. I'm going to start all over again, and I don't want to be where I was ever again. I want to be somewhere new. When you change your beliefs, when you take new actions, and when you allow yourself to get new results, that's when you end up in a new place. Okay? So let's reroute that mindset. Let's rewire that mindset. What's the belief that you are ready to let go of? And what are the small action steps that you can and will, not just can, but will, take to prove a new story to yourself? Journal that shit. write it down, talk about it, do whatever you got to do. And speaking of journaling, you already know I'm going to say, definitely get your hands on the Queens of Confidence digital program and the workbook for the girls who want more. Because if you want a journal, I dig into this topic. I dig into more topics. So much for you, girls, to journal. And of course, you know it's going to be linked in the show notes. It's linked on my social media. Get the journals going. Get it going. So what's the new belief that you're going to call in? What's the old belief that you're going to let go of, that you're going to get rid of? And what are the action steps that you can and will take every single day to rewrite your story? Put pen to paper and figure that shit out. And that is all that we have for today. Thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.